The decline of the Islamic State group, or ISIS, particularly in Syria, has contributed to a fall in deaths caused by terrorism. The annual Global Terrorism Index records a 27% fall in total deaths from terrorism between 2016 and 2017. Australia continues to rank in the middle of the list of 163 countries, but as terrorist strongholds disintegrate in some parts of the world, analysts are concerned about the resurgence of Al-Qaeda elsewhere. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
A bomb goes off in Mogadishu in Somalia. It's a brutal attack killing 587 people. In London, three men run towards the Borough Market, stabbing people in their path.
The deadly siege in Melbourne's south.
A terrorist shoots dead a 36-year-old man in Melbourne's Bayside area. Terrorism left a tragic toll across the globe last year, but a worldwide analysis shows that deaths caused by violent extremism are declining.
Well, what we found in 2017, there was a 27% drop in the number of deaths from terrorism. So that brings it down to about 18,800 globally.
Steve Killalay is the founder of the global think tank, the Institute for Economics and Peace. The Institute's annual Global Terrorism Index shows deaths caused by the so-called Islamic State group are at their lowest point since 2013.
We now have a 44% drop. And that's mainly on the back of the defeat of ISIL in Syria and Iraq, and the defeat into many extents in many parts of Nigeria of Boko Haram. They're the two major causes of the drop.
ISIS suffered major losses last year when international forces and Syrian and Iraqi rebels reclaimed the cities of Mosul and Raqqa, two of the group's strongholds. Dr. Lewis Harrington is an expert on extremism and radicalisation from Loughborough University of London.
Now that the Islamic State has been, I suppose, almost effectively dismantled, but by no means a beaten force, what they represent isn't so much a group as it is an ideology. Because that's now on the back foot, we're seeing a decline in terrorist attacks in Europe, but it's not a result of effective counterterrorism. It's a result of the removal of the Islamic State really as a player in the Syrian civil war.
Elsewhere, there are new threats. Al-Shabaab is now considered the deadliest group in sub-Saharan Africa. And in Libya and Algeria, it's estimated thousands of militants are driving the resurgence of Al-Qaeda. Steve Killalay again.
So if we're looking forward, we're seeing a shift to the Sahel. So that's an area we're going to have to watch. That's just northern sub-Saharan Africa. So we're seeing a number of the fighters, which are a remnants from ISIL, moving down into those areas. I think Egypt has got concerns going forward. And the other one I think we've really got to watch is the Philippines.
While the so-called Islamic State group may be losing its grip, one of the most pressing concerns is the return of foreign fighters from the Middle East. Some estimates suggest tens of thousands of foreign fighters joined the group in Syria and Iraq, and many are now returning home. This is Bridget Brennan reporting for PM in London.